Can carbon fiber replace steel in the automotive industry? Carbon fiber composites may have just gotten the push they need to truly surpass steel as the material of choice for automotive manufacturers. The Institute for Advanced Composites Manufacturing Innovation, IACME, recently announced a project aimed to decrease the cost of carbon fiber automotive structural parts by 15% for target components. This project will also look into how to decrease cost and cycle times, which currently limit the use of carbon fiber in automotive structural parts. The IACME's project will be taking a supply chain, ecosystem-based approach to integrating material selection, molding methods and performance design patterns with waste stream utilization, according to the IACME. Integrated supply chain-based improvements will be tested in the first phase of the project, through flat panel demonstration. Project conclusions are hoped to help manufacturers optimize high-speed processing, as well as advance recyclability of automotive parts. According to the Rocky Mountain Institute, RMI, an independent nonprofit, the increased use of carbon fiber materials in manufacturing presents up to an 80% cut in fixed manufacturing costs. These cost savings would come from greatly reduced tooling and simpler assembly and joining. This translates to a 35% overall savings, since costs are spread over 250,000 units of annual production, said the RMI. What makes the IACME's undertaking so significant is that the biggest hurdle to carbon fiber's adoption is the seemingly out-of-control material costs. However, such cost savings are currently overshadowed with carbon fiber material prices upwards of $16 per pound, said the RMI. If carbon fiber costs can be driven down to $5 per pound, for large tow, standard modulus, automotive-grade Prio fiber, a carbon fiber-based auto would become cost-competitive with a steel-based auto. The 15% price drop that the IACME is looking toward is a far cry from the nearly 70% drop the RMI is talking about, but is still a significant step in that direction. Potential industry partners have been submitting project proposals to collaborate with members and use resources to develop high-impact advanced composites. Today, there are multiple project agreements in place for this purpose. By partnering with industry to solve composite materials manufacturing challenges, we're advancing clean energy innovations that will help United States vehicles to meet energy-saving CAFE standards required in 2025, said Craig Blue, CEO of the IACME. The IACME will be partnering with Toray Composites America and collaborating with Zoltek, Reichhold, Janicki Industries, Globe Machine Manufacturing Company, the Composite Recycling Technology Center, CRTC, American Composites Manufacturing Association, ACMA, and Michigan State University, MSU, for this project. For more information about IACME's project, visit IACME.org.